one of the things that we fundamentally made very clear, you know, during our campaign was that we were going to fight corruption. And that in fighting corruption, any transaction that was entered into by the previous government, which was tinted with corruption to the detriment of the interest of the Zambian people and the Zambian public, we shall reverse that transaction, because it is not the job of any government. No government is ever elected in the world to engage itself in acts of corruption against its own people. We were elected by the people of Zambia to serve the people of Zambia, not to serve the interests of foreign powers or foreign elements. That is our mandate. And therefore, the people of Zambia come first, and everybody else comes second as far as our government is concerned. So we are not witch hunting. We are righting the wrongs of the previous government. And this also is a clear message to any investor coming into Zambia that we are not interested in investors that come here to engage Zambian citizens or Zambian business people into acts of corruption.
Mr. Minister, your predecessor, Sebastian Zulu, was fired, according to what we understand, because he has been very outspoken about your government or your president setting up a tribunal headed by a Malawian.
I don't think that is correct. I don't think that the previous minister's exit has anything to do with the tribunal being headed by a Malawian or whatever. The decision to bring an outsider to head the tribunal was to ensure that we have a tribunal that is going to command the confidence of the Zambian people, because the constitution says that a person to be appointed to head the tribunal must be somebody who qualifies to be a judge or who has served as judge. And therefore, we had to follow the provisions of the law. But in order to enhance, you know, the impartiality of the tribunal, it was decided that we get a judge from outside to come and head the tribunal.
I understand the judge from Malawi who was appointed to chair this tribunal has arrived in Zambia. When will we get going on the tribunal?
As you may know, this matter is pending an appeal in the Supreme Court. So I'm sure as soon as the appeal has been heard and determined by the Supreme Court, one way or the other, that question will be answered.
There are some who have criticized President Sata of trying to demoralize the opposition by trying to bring them into his party. Well, what is the government that does not have a strong opposition?
Well, we ourselves come from the opposition, okay? So we didn't come into power through a coup d'etat, a military coup d'etat, so to say. We came into power by taking our political party to the people, by campaigning, you know, with a clear message to the people, by getting into a contestation with the ruling party, the Movement for Multi-Party Democracy at the time, and convincing the people of Zambia that we could be an alternative government. And indeed, on the basis of our campaign message, on the basis of the profile of the party that we had built, the Zambian people decided to give us an opportunity to form government. And therefore, if the opposition has to become a strong opposition in Zambia, they must take a leaf from the way the Patriotic Front was built and how it constructed itself in order to get into power. And they may have an opportunity, using those historical lessons, to get into power themselves.